where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
There's no word on what caused a train derailment in Sarnia early this morning. CN says the incident happened just after 3 o'clock. 14 rail cars, including three tankers carrying liquefied petroleum gas on their side, left the track. No leaks or injuries were reported. The St. Andrew Street crossing was blocked to traffic so that CN crews could work on clearing the area. Statistics Canada says the country's population grew faster last year than it has at any time since the 1950s. The agency's latest report says the population grew by 3.2% last year, reaching over 40 million, the highest rate since 1957. The report also says over 471,000 immigrants settled in the country last year, and the number of temporary residents rose by nearly 805,000. The new data comes less than a week after the federal government announced plans to set targets next fall to reduce Canada's temporary resident population. The first ever Roper's Romp is being held this evening. The event will see people dressed up like Mrs. Helen Roper from the late 70s comedy show Three's Company. Organizer Jan Moran says she wanted to do something like this for a while now and help out the local women's interval home at the same time by collecting much-needed donations like towels, underwear, and razors.
It's huge in the United States, and it originated down in California through a gay pride parade, and it's just embellished, and it's so popular, it's worldwide now.
Participants are asked to gather at the Blue Water Bridge in their caftans for a group photo at 7 o'clock. Donations will be accepted there. The group will then make their way through downtown Sarnia. Petrolia groups and residents only have a couple of days left to apply for the Green Leader Grant Program. Up to $15,000 is available for projects that support conservation, environmental education, and community vitality. The annual initiative is held between the town and waste management. Applications must be submitted by 4:30 Saturday afternoon. The Easter Bunny will be in Sarnia this weekend. The city is hosting its annual Easter in the Park at Canaterra on Saturday from 9 until noon. Communications manager Steve Henschel says the Easter egg hunt starts at 10 in the morning.
There's plastic colored eggs scattered throughout an area for children to run around and pick up and put in their basket. And then at the end of it, they can trade those eggs for a candy treat. It's peanut and gluten-free this year.
Residents are being reminded to bring their own basket. Parking will be available at Canaterra Beach and around the large field at the park. Omchenong First Nation is also celebrating Easter in the Park on Saturday. Activities will be held at the Community Center in Bear Park starting at 10 in the morning. An egg hunt is planned for noon. Mainly sunny and windy today with a high of 8. Tonight, clear with a low of minus 5 and an overnight wind chill near minus 10. And tomorrow, mainly sunny with a high of 8. I'm Natalia Vega.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.